This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Just a couple of observations in today's Todd Wright Toddcast. One about college football, and one that I think is pretty specific to social media accounts as it relates to professional teams, but it may involve some college teams as well. Just something that I finally saw again yesterday, and I think it deserves criticism because it's cliche without even drawing any attention. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. What does full service mean? Well, it can mean child support adjustment. It can mean domestic violence injunction. It can mean post-judgment. It can mean divorce. Just some examples. If you have a legal need, maybe not now, but in the future, you can receive a free consultation from Brandon Legal Group very easily. You may call for that free consultation at 844-4BLG-4ME, or you can simply request it online at BrandonLegalGroup.com. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Brandon Legal Group was represented at the most recent sold-out Todd Wright Tour 38 golf tournament. So was Bill Curry Ford as Grace Thomas came out. I often say, if you are in the market for a new vehicle, whether it is a new Ford vehicle, a pre-owned Ford vehicle, or a pre-owned vehicle of a different make and model than Ford, Sean Sullivan has many of those on the lot as well. Sean's a busy guy. Trust me, I know. He plays in our fantasy football league, and I see him once a year at the fantasy football draft, and he occasionally rejects my trades, which is better than ghosting them, and that's about all the interaction I can get with Sean because of how busy he is. But when I needed to buy a new vehicle, Sean was there for me, and Sean can be there for you. And the way to get in front of him is by going to Bill Curry Ford or calling and asking for Grace Thomas, and you tell her you're a listener of mine and you're interested in trading in and or a new or pre-owned vehicle purchasing, and Grace will get you time with Sean Sullivan because he will understand that you came from this podcast and you're local, and he can do for you what he did for me. He got me out of a 2014 Ford and into a 2018 Ford. It was very quick. I went from 100,000 miles to 40,000 miles, and I'm a very happy customer. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry, in Tampa. My email for Toddcast purposes is write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. If you'd like to play in Todd Wright Tour XXXIX, our golf tournament and holiday spectacular coming up in December, I'm going to put that on sale shortly, so I need to know you're interested. It will sell out quickly. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com, ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com. Social media, I'm on Instagram and Twitter at ToddWright2121. The first thing is just something you've probably noticed if you have any exposure to social media. I guess this is particularly Twitter, although I would imagine this also goes out on Instagram and probably on Facebook. And I understand that social media is important to sports teams. This is primarily directed to professional sports teams, but I would imagine some major college programs do this as well, depending on what the sport is. So last night, within literal minutes of Cleveland losing to New York in an elimination game in the American League baseball playoffs, there it was. If you subscribe to the Cleveland Guardians now social media accounts, there it was. Within minutes of them losing and they're done, not moving on to the ALCS, no chance at winning the World Series, something they haven't done in forever. Right. They 95-97, one of those they lost to the Braves, I believe. One of those they lost to the Marlins. So it's been a while for Cleveland. I don't think I've skipped over one that they have won. Thanks, fans. That's the tweet. That's the post. It's not unique to the Cleveland Guardians. A significant percentage of teams, I saw it when the Rays were eliminated by the Guardians in the wild card round. That's the first thing teams post when they're done. Thanks, fans. Thank you, fans. Really? Why is this commonplace? If any fans of any team see this tweet or this post on Instagram or Facebook and it makes them happy, I'd like to hear from you. Is it productive in any way? Does it accomplish anything? Is there any fan who's waiting to be thanked within minutes of their team falling short of reaching a higher goal? Whether it's missing the playoffs, losing in the playoffs. So why is this so commonplace? Who's the buffoon that started this? And who thinks it accomplishes anything? I thought about it a little more. I have no skin in the game with Cleveland Guardians baseball. But I know it's done by other Major League Baseball teams. It's done by NFL teams. It's done by NHL teams. I'm sure it's done by NBA teams. I don't follow any NBA teams on social media. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I don't know when the Cowboys lost to the Niners in the wild card round last year at home after Dak spiked the ball and time expired. I don't know for sure that that's the first thing the Cowboys sent out, but I'm guessing they probably did. It went out. Thank you, fans. Look forward to seeing you next year. Yeah, you know that old saying, some things are better left unsaid? That applies here. I'm a fan of the Cowboys. I don't want to see on the Cowboys social media account thanking me. What are you thanking me for? I'm upset we lost. You're not playing to my emotions. I feel this is disingenuous. The timing stinks. Your season is over. Thanks for coming. Thanks for following along. To me, it just doesn't make any sense. So, if we start making fun of this tweet and this post, then perhaps some teams will realize they shouldn't do it. Do nothing. A friend of mine, when I ran this by him, said, there's not a single fan of any team that posts that tweet when their season's over that is waiting for that tweet. Now, if you're going to put a 50% off discount code, because I listened to the Roger and JP show with my wonderful longtime friend and colleague that I got to work with for a very short amount of time years ago, Monica, on 102.5 The Bone. And they were talking about, because they're Yankee fans, they were talking about how people in Cleveland didn't get the memo because virtually everybody in the stands in Cleveland for what was it, games 3 and 4 of the Yankee series were wearing Cleveland Indians merchandise. Well, it's not their responsibility to buy something new. I've always said, and some teams may do a little bit of this, they should allow you to exchange or at least a heavy discount. So, playing off the Cleveland Guardians, thanks fans tweet, minutes after being eliminated by the Yankees, put in a code good for a week, a month, drag it out to the holidays. We didn't reach our goal. Here's blank percent off your next purchase of our merchandise. Then that tweet is productive. Then it's actually like, well, they knew we supported them, and now they're giving us something because they fell short of our collective goal. You want to make that tweet productive? Put something in it for your fans. Don't just throw the cliche, thanks, fans. We didn't do it this year. Minutes after you're eliminated. All right, a quick thought on college football. Let me see if Brett McMurphy returned mine. No, he's probably doing a segment. Brett McMurphy and I played some golf together yesterday out at Seminole Lake Country Club. Last Saturday was a very unique, exciting day in college football. You had, I think it was six of the top 10 teams playing, because I was kind of getting USC and Utah into this, and maybe I shouldn't do that. Okay, let's just talk about, there were one, two, TCU was unbeaten playing unbeaten Oklahoma State in the Big 12. Tennessee was unbeaten at home against Alabama in the SEC. And there was one more. Yeah, Michigan was unbeaten at home against unbeaten Penn State. Michigan wins, Tennessee wins, TCU wins. All the home teams win. And then at night, for what it's worth, Utah handed, why am I forgetting his name? Lincoln Riley, his first loss at SC. So there goes the likelihood that any Pac-12 team is going to run the table and win the national championship. Another one bites the dust this week with the Oregon-UCLA game. But it was. I mean, if you're an Alabama fan, you didn't like the game. You know you're not out of this. You win out. One loss, Alabama gets in to the playoff. Some are even saying there'll be three SEC teams in the playoff. Tennessee will get in, Georgia will get in, Alabama will get in. Then someone made the extreme case, well, if something happens to either Michigan and Ohio State, and then the team that happens to beats the other, they could knock each other out or lose the Big Ten title game, just a dramatic scenario. Can four SEC teams make the playoff? I don't think that can happen, but I see the argument for three at this point. I could even argue the Tennessee-Georgia game coming up on the first Saturday of November, as long as you don't get the doors blown off you, you may be better off losing the game and sitting there with one loss, not playing Alabama in the SEC title game, and just waiting for the phone call that you're invited to the playoff. Might be an easier road. You play one less game, and you still get into the playoff. But with all this going on, look how far the state of Florida has fallen. With so much happening in college football last Saturday, and the state of Florida has nothing going. And as a result of action last Saturday, top 25 of the AP poll goes Georgia, Ohio State, Tennessee's up to 3, Michigan, Clemson 4-5, Alabama 6, unbeaten Ole Miss at 7, TCU moves up to 8, UCLA 9, Oregon 10. They play each other this weekend. 11 through 20, Oklahoma State, USC, Wake Forest, Syracuse, unbeaten, 14. Utah, Penn State, K-State, Illinois, Yeah, remember Lovie Smith was hired to end the years of losing at Illinois, and he just extended it? Now they got the guy. Kentucky down to 19, Texas down to 20, Cincinnati 21, North Carolina 22, North Carolina State now without their starting quarterback 23, Mississippi State 24, Tulane 25. Any State of Florida teams in there? We're at the midseason point. California's got teams in there. Texas has teams in there. Ohio has teams in there. Michigan has teams in there. Georgia has teams in there. South Carolina has teams in there. Tennessee has teams in there. Alabama has teams in there. Mississippi has a couple teams in there. Oregon has a team in there. Pennsylvania, Kansas, Kentucky. Nothing from Florida. Others receiving votes. That UCF, 13 points, if you will. And Florida State somehow got one vote at 25. I'll have to ask Brett who that writer is. Because FSU lost their last three, where they could really make a statement that, yeah, we're competitive again in the ACC. And they went out and they flopped against Wake, NC State, and Clemson. You're saying, well, it's Clemson. I get that, but if you're going to win the ACC pretty much almost every year, not last year, you got to compete with Clemson. They didn't. And it's not like they beat Wake and beat NC State and then can be like, all right, they're not on Clemson's level yet, but you know, clearly they're better.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. Florida? Eh. Florida better beat South Carolina or they're not the fourth best team in the SEC East. Right? When you think about it, actually it'd be third best, right? Because Georgia, Tennessee are clearly the top two. But no, they lost to Kentucky. Yeah. If Florida loses to South Carolina, they're not top four in their own division of the SEC. Miami, that honeymoon ended quickly for Mario Cristobal. Not sure about that coaching staff that he put together, namely bringing in the Michigan offensive coordinator. UCF? No. You're in the Big 12 next year. We'll evaluate you based on a Big 12 schedule when you get there. And I look forward to seeing that. And USF, you... At this point, you're closer to dropping football than you are to being relevant to this conversation. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Bill Curry Ford and Brandon Legal Group. My email is wright.todd@yahoo.com. We'll talk to you next time.